We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately six lines from the top Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara now will discuss the vidui of the Kohen Gadol that he does on his par. And it's said in the Mishnah, what he says is, Ana Hashem, Avisi Peshati Chatosi Lefanecha. The Gemara is going to explain what the Avisi Peshati Chatosi means and the order. Tanu Rabbanan, Keitza Mesfada, how does he do the vidui? He says, Avisi Peshati Vechatasi. And we'll see soon in the Gemara, Avisi means he was amazed. Peshati means like a moirid. It's a little worse than amazed. It does it on purpose. Vechatasi means a shaygig. He does it, he forgets. If he did have in a forgetful state. Vechem is Sarah Mishaleach. Also, when it comes to Sarah Mishaleach, when he says Avidi on the Sarah Mishaleach, also says in the Pasuk, Vesfada loves Kola Voinoitz B'nei Yisrael. That's called Pishayim, the Chatasam. Also, the order is the Avoinois, the Pisham, and the Chatasam. The Chain b'Moishehu Oimer, Noisi Avoin, it says, the Yud Gimel Midas, you know, Hashem Hashem that we say, it says, Noisi Avoin v'Pesha v'Chata. Also, in that order, Avoin Pesha v'Chata. Divrei Ameya, that's our Ameya's Shita, that's how we say it. When we say Vidu, we say the order is Avisi Peshat v'Chatasi. The Chacham Maimrim, they argue, Chacham argues, because he says, what does Avainas mean? Avainas Elo Az Adainas. Avainas mean someone who does something amazing. V'chein Waimrim, it says in the Pasuk, he kares the kares and nefeshahi Avaina ba. The Pasuk says that someone does Aveira, he gets kares. And then a lashon is Avaina ba. So you see, Avain is a lashon of amazing. Pesham, what is Pasham? And Elo mean Elo Hamardim. That's called rebelling. The Chen Waim says in the Pasuk, Melach Moya Pasha B. A Pasuk is talking about Melach Yeshafat Melach Yehuda, that Yoram sent him, that Melach Moya started up, he wanted to help me go to war to get against Moya. So it says, Melach Moya Pasha B. See, it means rebel, Lashon of rebelling. Vaimer Oz Tivsha Livna Beisi. Also, Lashon of Livna rebelled. So you see, Peshaim is a Lashon of rebelling. L'chol chaytas, what's l'chol chaytas? Elu hashgagas, that's a shaykh, if someone does something, and they didn't realize what he was doing. Chaynu aymer, nefesh ki sechata v'shgagas. He's sechata, chaytas, l'chol shgaga. Zok the Rabbanon, if that's the case, so how does it make sense that you're saying a visi, pashati, and chatasi? Ma'acha shesvada al hazdoines. You already said vidu on the zodain, val ha-mardim, and on the rebellious acts. Choyze mesvada al shgagas? You're going to go now and be mesvada on the shgagas? You already asked for the bigger things you're going to ask now. When you ask for a favor, you start with the small things, then you go to the bigger things. You ready? Hashem is willing to mechaper the mazid and the stuff you did in a rebellious way. Of course, there'll be mechaper on the shkagas. So it makes no sense to say in that order. Ella, therefore, Rabbanan say, no, kachay misfad. This is how you say vidi. Chatosi v'avisi u'pashati. That's the order. You say first shaygig, then mazid, and then pashati, which is rebelling. That's the order. In the order of the lesser Aveira to the bigger Aveira. Chatosi v'avisi pashati v'nacha, niyubesi. The chaym of David brings it right. The chaym of David, it says by David also, David HaMelech, chatonu emaveseinu hevinu rishonu. That's his lashon to use. Chatonu hevinu rishonu. V'chaym of Shlomo, Aimer. By Shlomo HaMelech, the Pasuk also says there, a lashon of chatonu vehevinu and rishonu. V'chaym of Daniel. By Daniel also, it says in the Pasuk, chatonu vehevinu rishonu maradnu. It's an extra word there, but it says there also, the order is chatonu Avinu and Maradnu. Elamau, so what's Pshat? I, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Yugim Amidah says, Noisei Ovoim Vefesha Vechata. So what does that mean? Maisa, it says in the Torah that Lashon. So what do you do? Elamash, oh, Moshe, Noisei Ovoim Vefesha Vechata, oh, Moshe Fekarish Baruch Hu. Moshe said for Hashem, this is what he said. Baruch Shalom. B'shosh Yisrael Choytum Fanecha, when Klai Yisrael does a Aveira, Va'isin Tshuva and does Tshuva, Asei Lahem Zedoinus Kishkogus. Make this Zedoinus like a shoygeg and be mechapidim. That's what you mean to say. No, you say, Ovoin vafesha, if they do tshuva, make it like a chata. And what are the other pasuk by Sarah, Mr. Leach? There's also a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Vesvada, Allah, Vesko, Avenis, Merisov, Vesko, Pashem, Chol, Chata, Yisam. So the Rishash and the Marashah both explain this pasuk also you get out of, because it means like this. He says, Vidu on the Avoinois and the Pashayim, L'chol Chataisa, that means besides for all the Chatais that he said already, all the Shkogas that he said already, but not that in this order. So it's Machlaikis, Rameyah, and the Chachamim, what the order is. According to Chachamim, the saying, the way it works is, you say Chatas, then Avoinois, then Pasham. But Rameyah brings Raya from the Psukim that says, Avisi Pashati and Chatasi. Now the question is, what's Takapshan and Rameyah? Why are you saying first the the Mezid, and then the Peshati, which is also rebelling, and then Chatasi. What's Sharameya? So there's a two Peshatim here, at least. The Marsha says the Peshat is that you say things that are more, the more common things. So the more common is to be a Mezid than to be a Peshaim, which is rebellion. So first you say the Mezid, which is the most common, and then you say Peshaim. And then the last thing you say is Chatas, which is less common, because Chatas is usually something you don't even know you did. You forgot. You don't know if something's wrong. So therefore, it's not something that you know about. And therefore, it's in your mind, it's not as common. And therefore, the lashon you say is a visi peshati chatasi, according to Rameh. That's one pshat. The Sfasemes says pshat, that if you would start off a shogim with the shkogas, it would sound like that's all I'm asking for. And that's a chutzpah to ask for a kapar of a shkogas when you know you have it on you, mezidim, and rebellious. So therefore, you first ask for mechila on this doinus and the meradim, and then you go to chatos. That's what the Sfasemah says. Balkapanim is b'chagas rameyer and the chacham. So what's the halacha? Amar Rav bar Shmuel, Amar Rav, halacha kedibri chacham. The halacha is like the chachamim that we say, chatosi avisi peshati. So the Gemara says, pshita, yachad v'rav m'loch k'ravim, it's pasha, we pass like the rav, chacham k'nega rameyer. So the Gemara, no, ma'u the tamim stav v'tam der rameyer, the Gemara le'kra, the Moshe, some of the gifts of the Moshe, that maybe it's Mistab Rameya because the Psukim sound like Rameya. Kamash Malah, no, we answer the Psukim and still we pass like Chum. And the Morgan says a Maisa. Ahuda Nochas Kamei de Rabba, there was this Chazan who was davening in front of Rabba. It was a Chazan on Yom Kippurim. And he was saying the Avodah, like our Minig, we say the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Va'ovet Karameya. And he said like Rameya, which was the order, like it says in our Mishnah, of Visi Peshati V'chatasi. Amalei shafik zar abonav avos kameya. You leave the abonav dular kameya. Amalei, I hold a kameya. Kameya is really chsiv a sefer rice to Moshe. Like the psukim say, I hold a kameya. And Rabbi didn't answer back. It sounds like in the Gemara. So therefore, it's a big mechlekes rishonim how we paskin lemaisa. On one hand, the Gemara says we paskin tachamim. On the other hand, we have a maisa over here by Rabbi, who was a later amira, and seems like he agreed to this answer that we hold a kameya because that's what it says in the Torah. And number two, to stam Mishnah, our Mishnah Stama says that the girsa is a visi peshati and chatasi. Lamayis is big shayla in halacha. Most poiskim paskin that you say it the other way, like the rachamim, which means chatasi, a visi upeshati, and that's how we paskin in siman tof reish chafal of sifhei. The Shulchan Aruch paskin, that's how we say it. We say first the chatoim, then the avoinus, then the peshoim, and that's exactly how we say it, and say the avoida as well, and that's how we say it in a vidui, like the chacham. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Tanu Rabbana, further about the vidui on Yom Kippur. So how do we know that it's vidui? The Torah just says in the pasuk when it talks about this kapara, in the pasuk it says v'hikav aron es parach atos ashaloi v'chipe ba'adoy v'ad beisai. Now, who said that means vidui? Maybe it means v'hikav aron es parach atos ashaloi v'chipe ba'adoy v'ad beisai. Means he does zrikas dam, which is usually what kapara means. Tanu Rabbanan, zok the Gemara, zok the Brisa. V'chipe, it says in the pasuk v'chipe ba'adoy v'ad beisai. The Brisa says it means v'kaparas dvarim akos v'davar. It means you say vidui. You say it means vidu, you ain't the ela kaparas dam. Maybe it means the kapara of dam, making zrikas dam. That's usually what a kapara means. So Gemara, the Brisa says no. Hare ani don nemra kan kapara. It says here kapara. Nemra lahalon. It says in a pasuk further by the sa'ir that was sent to the Azazel. It also says a lashon kapara. There it says a lashon vasara sha'ola alova gairal Azazel, which means they brought it to a cliff, they threw off the cliff. Yomad chayafnei Hashem lechaper alav l'shalach yisoyil azaz amad bara. Says also kapara there, ma kapara umur v'sarir, just like kapara says by sar azazel dvarim. It means kapara means aide dvarim because no zrikas dam there. He threw it off a cliff. There it means with vidui af kapara amu bapar. Same thing. The kapara it says by this par also means dvarim. It means with vidui. That's what it means. V'imnaf shachleim man. If you want to argue with that, I'll bring another raya. Harei Omer, it says in the Pasuk, this is Pasuk Yud Aleph already, V'ikru Aaron as parach atos ashaloi, V'chipe ba'adoi uva'ad beisoi, V'shochat as parach atos ashaloi. So you see the shechita happened after the kapara. If kapara was badam, it can't be before the shechita. It says, V'nim shach loim, Harei Omer, V'ikru Aaron as parach atos ashaloi, V'chipe ba'adoi uva'ad beisoi, V'dayin lo nishchita par. It says kapara before the shechita, because it's later on in the Pasuk, V'shochat as parach atos ashaloi. So it must be that kapara means bedvar. So Mara asks, "My v'mnaf shach leimer, what would be the tzad to argue on? We're saying we learn out kapara from the azazel. What was wrong with that? That you have to now bring another pasuk. What would be the tzad not to learn from there? The chid teim the Mara asks, neilif misar nas b'fnim. Maybe you should learn." From instead of learning out from the Azazel, learn out from the other Sawyer, Hanasa Befnim. And that we know is Kaparasa Vedamim. How do we know Kaparasa Vedamim? Because there it says in the Pasuk, V'chipa al HaKadosh Tumas B'nei Yisrael, and that was after the Shechita. And also we know there was no Vidui on that. So maybe learn out Kapara from that. And it makes sense more to learn out the Kapara from Masar Nasa Befnim than from Masar Azazel. Why? Because it's similar to the par. Par is also brought b'fnim, and also the par is also on tumas miktav shvikadoshav. That's the kapara. Sara is also for that. The sara nasa b'fnim. So it makes sense learning out par and nasa b'fnim from the sara nasa b'fnim instead of learning out from the sara la'azazel. That's the imnaf shachleimer. On that, we the Gemara brings an apostle from first apostle the chib ba'ad v'abe isoy before shchita. Let's read it inside. V'chitim nelef mazara nasa b'fnim shikabrosu v'damim. So that the Brisa answers, "Arei oimer v'chiper v'adayim l'nishchat apar." It says in the pasuk v'chiper v'adav v'avaysoi even before shchita. So kaparim. Therefore, we know we establish clearly that the word v'chaper by the par means kaparas dvarim, not kaparas dam, and that is the makar. That is the source for saying vidui on the par that's brought b'fnim.